We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Blue Wire.
NBA Most Valuable Player, Giannis Antetokounmpo.
Giannis trailing the lob. Giannis Antetokounmpo.
2 seconds.
Hey there, welcome to the Eurostep, a Milwaukee Bucks podcast, proudly a part of the Blue Wire podcast and the Eurostep podcast network, providing all the Bucks coverage all parts of the year, including now. We are in week two of the NFL season. We have fantasy football foibles to forget. The biggest NBA news today was someone I think I've heard of once who the Nets drafted in the second round 5 years ago, who they're not offering a contract to, and now he's an unrestricted free agent. Shout out to Woj putting in some heavy agent favor work.
Can we talk about that for a sec? That is incredible. When I saw that tweet, there not only just one tweet, there were two.
There were two.
Like, is he bored? Does he have nothing else to tweet about?
He might be bored. There's a chance he's bored. There's also a chance this is the currency of scoops in the league these days. It's no longer just one tweet mentioning some positive stuff about the player. Now there are two tweets each time. I am Ty Windisch, by the way, joined here by the flabbergasted by Woj, Rohan Kadi. That's a long adjective. Rohan,
not the
how's
first
it going?
Time. Not no, the first time. No. We've both been blocked by Woj in the past. We have a tenuous
right
relationship. Yes,
right
it is.
But how's
so
it going?
I'm doing well. Doing okay. Well, as I can.
Yeah.
I'm ready to talk more NBA because we're less than a month away, Ty.
Yeah, are we?
We're like
we
2 weeks from for preseason. Around 2 weeks from preseason.
I'm excited for preseason, actually.
Yeah, me too. It's basketball. The Bucks start their title defense then.
Exactly, and to finish their title defense the right way, the Bucks will need to win the finals again. To do that, they will need to beat a team from the Western Conference in the NBA Finals. And we have a lot of stuff to plug quickly. You know, the Substack, the YouTube that you may be watching this live now on. If not, subscribe to the YouTube, hit the notification bell, and see us when we go live. We're going to try and do these live pods just about every Sunday night. I may miss next Sunday, but I'll talk to Rohan. We'll figure that out. But during the season, at least, Sunday nights is when we're going to look to do these. And we may do more. We're going to do other YouTube content. So subscribe to the YouTube, subscribe to the Substack to get the podcast, the videos, and written content as it comes out. And subscribe to the podcast feed wherever you listen to podcasts, Eurostep Podcast Network. You can find it there. Subscribe to all of these places to get all of them. And one easy link, bit.ly/findGSPN, has all of these things linked. You just have to click, hit subscribe, everything else, good stuff. But we have to get right to it, Rohan. We have three full divisions, 15 teams to cover. And let's get started. The Western Conference, the Northwest Division, we'll start there. We're going to try and stick to 5 minutes per team. Don't know if we're going to be able to do it, but we are going to try. We're going to start off with the Utah Jazz, who won the Northwest Division and had the best record in the NBA last year at 52-20. Rohan, what are your thoughts on Utah?
I think they had a good offseason. I've been out on Utah, and I remain out on Utah. They have now taken the Bucks mantle of being a regular season team, which was maybe a little unfair, but also fair. But it is what it is. We've seen year after year that Utah just can't get it done in the playoffs. And they couldn't even take a team in the Clippers who had no Kawhi Leonard. Again, their best player was not playing. They lost in six games. Like, come on. Mike Conley was hurt. Donovan Mitchell was a little banged up too.
Yeah.
But the Clippers didn't have Kawhi Leonard.
As you mentioned, so was Kawhi Leonard. They got lit up by Reggie Jackson. I have so many issues with the Clippers. I think Donovan Mitchell is really good, maybe even better than people think. Gobert on defense, I don't think is the problem. A lot of people seem to think he is. He is certainly getting the Giannis style. You should not win an award ever again until you're better in the playoffs, which, you know, maybe is fair. I don't know. Probably hurt Giannis a little bit, although I didn't think he had a real MVP case last year anyway. And now, obviously, that burden is off his back. But for Gobert, my issue with him was offensively in that series. The Clippers started Nick Batum at center. The last three games of that series, Rudy Gobert, 10 points, 10 points, 8 points. Against Nick Batum, he also wasn't grabbing that many rebounds. And it's just like, I can't hear any excuses. You're a franchise center, supposedly a franchise player. We all know he's not, you know, prime Hakeem offensively. But less than 10 points per game in the last three games of a series, like, what is, like, you just can't do that. You just can't do that against a stretch five. You know, clearly it's harder for him on defense when teams go small. But the easy way to negate that is to just punish teams for going small. Gobert was not able to do that. That, to me, is a huge red flag. I don't think Utah got any better over the
offseason. I think they did.
Why? How?
I think the addition of Rudy Gay is really big in the sense that you get more flexibility. I'm not saying Rudy Gay is the end-all be-all.
Do they need more forwards who can't defend? Was that what they were? I thought they had.
It gives an option to go small. Otherwise, they didn't have.
They can't go that small.
I mean, they're going to play Rudy. I mean,
they won't. Come on.
This is a sign that maybe they're willing to do that. Take Rudy off the floor a little bit more. But like, the options are there. So in that sense, they got a bit better. I'm still out on them. Like, I made that clear. I'm still out. But I think they did improve this offseason.
I don't think they did, because I think the Bogdanovich, who didn't break our hearts, is a year older. I think Joe Ingles is a year older. I mean, if they're healthy, and Conley is a year older. If they're healthier, maybe it makes up for it. But I just, it feels to me like they largely stood pat. I mean, they had Eric Paschal. Why not? It's still, remember how we talked about when we previewed Chicago? It's like, oh, they need their rookie to play defense for the whole team, and Lonzo and Caruso. But they need one guy to play so much defense. That's Utah with Royce O'Neal. And because Royce O'Neal keeps getting stuck in this role by them, I think there's this perception that Royce O'Neal is like a very good defender. I don't actually think he is. I think he's fine. But on Utah, it's like, oh, he's the stopper. I think he's just fine.
He's better than fine. He's not a stopper, but he's better than fine.
Would you – Rocco territory?
Current Rocco, yes.
Oh, do you think prime Rocco was better?
I mean, yes. We'll get
there. I've spent this whole section trying to see if Maseo Teague was related to Jeff Teague. I don't think so. He is listed on the Utah Jazz roster right now on Basketball Reference. Don't think he's related to Jeff Teague. But the Jazz, so I think, you know, I kind of started this with a playoffs focus, thinking about the finals and everything else. We have just been doing win projections, so we can talk about, I think, which of these teams we think could make the finals. I actually still think Utah could make the finals. They're not my favorite two, but I think we'll see this as we go through. I just think this is a flattened West without a clear best team due to a mixture of injuries and some teams just having some weird offseason. So I think Utah could still make it out. I say this every year and they never do. But for win totals, they're 52-20 last year. Would it be surprising if they would? Could they get 60? Or is that ridiculous? 60 wins?
I think they're
a great. I'm not projecting them for 60. I'm just asking.
I think they're a great regular season team, and they're going to rack up a bunch of wins.
They play defense.
They do. And defense wins in the regular season.
How many wins will Hassan Whiteside cost them?
Thought you were going to say add. I was going to say negative, so I was going to make the same joke.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that was a decision. That's definitely not a great option there. Let's see. What were they on last year? They were on like a 59 win pace last year. So I'd project maybe around like 57 this year. I think they're going to be a really good regular season team.
Yeah, I think you're right. I'm going to say 55.
Okay.
I'm going to say 55. I don't trust them. I don't know. I don't know what I think is going to happen. Do we think Donovan Mitchell gets sick of Utah after a while, or is the new owner?
I hope so. He's got the Chris Middleton connection, so I hope so.
What's the Donovan Mitchell Chris Middleton connection?
They apparently had some like fun stuff during like Team USA.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. So Milwaukee, colon, yep. Not Utah. That's the new tourism campaign for the Milwaukee Bucks. I guess the new poaching team building campaign. Okay, so Utah, we think they're going to be good. Maybe, probably not win the West, but maybe win the West.
They're in contention to win the West.
We'll add that to win projections. In the East, it wasn't worth it. We all know it's Brooklyn or the Bucks. We'll talk about who we think can or could not win the West on this one as well. Okay, that's enough. That's enough jazz. We're uninspired. If Mitchell takes a leap, I think that probably has to happen for them to do it, which is possible. He's really good. Denver Nuggets, 47-25. Denver, one of the sadder seasons. They get Aaron Gordon. They look like they're just really, really good, and they're as a team, I think, making a leap. And then Jamal Murray goes out. He's not going to be ready to start the season. With these kind of injuries where a guy is out this long, he's probably not going to be 100% until next season. That was like Paul George. We saw that. I think Chris Middleton was out, not for this long, but you see like just rust when a guy is back healthy. So kind of just pretending they don't have Jamal Murray, kind of thankfully for them, Nikola Jokic, who just won MVP, is kind of a point guard in himself. And B, Monty Morris, one of the better backup point guards in the league. So I think they still have a lot of good players. What are your thoughts on the Nuggets?
I think they can still be really good. And if we're talking about like potential playoff implications here in the West, Jamal Murray, even hampered, is an upgrade for this team as currently constructed. So I think this team is built to really just, they just need to survive the regular season, and I'll get to that when I talk win projections, but they just need to get to the finish line realistically, because Jokic is enough to be a great team, right? Again, you mentioned just one MVP, just incredible player. They add Jeff Green, who I think is going to be really good for them. Jeff Green just been very good for the last few years now.
The way the Nuggets do playoff series, there will absolutely be a game 5 or 6 decided by a Jeff Green torrent of threes for this team. Like they already played.
Like it was against Milwaukee.
Exactly. The Nuggets already play wild series. You're adding Jeff Green. It's going to be so volatile, but I think they sneakily got better by switching Millsap for Green. So.
Yeah. Just Jeff Green is, and Brooklyn got worse by doing that.
Yeah.
As we mentioned, but yeah, it's an upgrade in that sense. Millsap is older. He's less mobile. He can't really do as much. Jeff Green, he's getting up there in age, but he's still very, very productive. I think that was a great addition. Just their guards. They need to make a midseason trade if it's really struggling there. Who did you mention as a potential guard for them? Like a few pods ago? I forgot.
No, I don't remember either. But we both liked it a lot.
We did.
Brogdon.
Dang it.
Brogdon,
yes. Yeah. Yes. That would be a great trade. That was a great trade by you.
I don't know what they're giving up to get Brogdon, but no, he would be really, really good here.
Yeah. If we're going to talk win projections, I think they have lower wins, obviously, than last season, even though they had a good record without Jamal Murray after he went down, but that was the second half of the season and they were feeding on teams that weren't really competing. So they're not going to retain that 53-ish win pace that they had last year. I'd say probably high 40s for them, maybe like 47, 48 wins for the Nuggets. But that's all predicated on whether Michael Porter Jr. can take that extra leap.
Yeah.
Like we're starting to see it year after year now with him. If he can actually take the big boy leap that everyone expects him to, especially within the Denver organization, in terms of just like off the dribble shot creation. He's just, he plays so stiff, and that's not really shocking considering his injury history, especially his back injury history.
Yeah.
So if he can sort of loosen up, if he can pass, if he can develop his playmaking a little bit more instead of just being a standstill shooter and just like an off the catch shooter getting into his own shot, if he can be more of a playmaker, more of a role within the offense rather than just trying to be his own guy while also retaining those skills, then I could see Denver really pushing the regular season win totals up. But that's a lot to ask for from MPJ.
Yeah, it seems like it may be a lot to ask just for him to play 80 games in a regular season. Shout out to Matthew N., who was first comment on the stream today saying, let's go, who also said, don't forget about Bol Bol. It's pretty easy to forget about Bol Bol unless you're playing 2K My Team. What was your projection for Denver? For like 48?
47, 48.
I'm going to say 50. I think they win a lot of games. I think Jokic is just like sneakily.
I think they're going to take it easier on Jokic, though, this regular season, because I know last regular season there was sort of some rumblings within the organization like, oh, man, Jokic wants that MVP award, and he's like just going all the way out for it. And he performed. He deserved it. And then it just sort of like he was gassed at the playoffs because he had to do everything now that Jamal Murray was hurt. And if Jamal Murray's still not going to be peak Jamal Murray, if he comes back for the end of the season playoffs for Denver, he's going to have to carry that same load. And so you're going to want to take it easier with him during this regular season. But that's why I'm a little lower. Yeah, apparently. But you're still, so is like every other star.
Yeah, James Harden. I'm sticking with 50. I don't know. I think they're going to win a lot of games. I sneakily like the team. I think Porter Jr. is just a bucket, and they just need like that across from Jokic just makes them so good. I think even with Murray out, they keep Aaron Gordon for a lot of money. His defense is very helpful to them. He basically,
it's not that much money. Like, come on.
A lot of money.
Like, it's how much? Like 20 mil a year or something?
It's like more closer to 25, I think.
Yeah, Jokic is going to make double that in a few years.
Well, okay, Jokic is an MVP. Aaron Gordon averages 12 points a game.
Yeah, if you're getting like half of that. Like, we have to recalibrate our sort of
I don't know if we have to recalibrate that much. Didn't say it's not, a bad deal. It's a lot of money. It's a lot of money for Aaron Gordon.
I don't think it is.
We got semi for vet men. That's all I'm saying. Stay woke. Next up is the Portland Trail Blazers, the team who legitimately has a disgruntled star and one of the, like, three players
allegedly.
They added.
Allegedly.
But it's not allegedly. He's had pressers where he's like, we're not good enough, and I don't think adding a coach is enough. That I don't think that's allegedly at this point. One of the like three players they brought in to soothe Damian Lillard's issues was Tony Snell. That's where
Great
we're
pickup.
At with the Blazers. Not a bad pickup. Probably not exactly what Damian Lillard had in mind when he said, hey, let's make this roster better. They had a really good point differential with their starters last year. I don't know. They're so small. They're just so small. Is Giannis and Brooke Bucks just warped how I look at teams? But Dame, CJ, and Gary Trent Jr., I assume, are all starting. They're just tiny. I don't know. I'm kind of
those
out.
Three plus Rocco and Nurk.
Tiny.
That's just, it's just, they didn't address the core of their problem with it, which is defense. They did not address.
They got Larry Nance. That's sort of helpful. Kind of.
Cool.
Yeah.
What about guard defense? What player on their team is playing guard defense?
Tony Snell? It's bad. I don't know. I don't like their bench. I like Tony Snell, but it's like, this is a
he can't be the savior of the franchise.
Like, they added Dennis Smith Jr. They have I like the Marquise Chris pickup. I think he's pretty good.
I don't. Marquise Chris does nothing.
Yeah, he's
I'm
he's
out.
A nice
I'm all the way
center.
Out. Sure, he's been that for 5 years now.
Yeah,
and
well, he's not. I was going to say they're not. Oh, they don't have Gary Trent Jr. They have Norm Powell. Excuse me. I forgot the swap.
Oh,
they have
yeah.
Norm Powell.
They're the same players.
Yeah, he's 6'3". Norm might be a little better, honestly, but he's older. But what was I saying?
I love that they traded those two to pay them the exact amount, same amount.
Yeah, the logic was, oh, it's going to save money. They got the exact same annual salary. Also, they picked up Cody Zeller. It's the least impressive group of additions to appease a superstar I've ever heard of. Tony Snell, like, remember Cody when Zeller.
Milwaukee was in a situation where like Giannis has to sign the Supermax. No indication that he wanted out. No indication that it's like, oh man, I need to leave. I need a better team around me. Nothing like that. They went and they traded for Drew Holiday and made like big acquisitions. Portland has an actual problem, like you illustrated. And the best player they got is Larry Nance Jr. and Tony Snell.
Cody Zeller. Patrick Patterson. It's like, you know who they added? They added a 2K expansion draft. This is they added picks 2 through 6 that you'd get if you did 2-team 2K expansion draft. Like your number one pick was, I guess, Larry Nance. I don't know. It's not good. They added Dennis Smith Jr. This is really, truly, it's like the 9th best guy on 5 different teams they were able to cobble together to help Dame. I don't know, man. I think Dame is really good. I don't think the rest of the team – I just think – I don't think they can play defense still. I think they have, like, 2 guys who play defense.
Tony and Larry Nance? That's it?
Rocco.
2 bench players?
Rocco. But, again, it's like – it's the meme where the guy just slaps it on. He slaps on the flex seal. Yeah, the flex tape to stop like a burst dam. That's Rocco on the Blazers defense. And Nurkic seems like he hates it there, and he's gotten hurt a few times. I'm not sure if he's got all his mobility back. I don't know. What did they win last year? 42-30 last year. They were still at a good record.
That's like a 48 win pace.
Yeah.
44.
You're saying 44?
Yeah.
I'm going to go lower because we got some heat in the Eurogroup Discord for being too high. We're too high. We're giving out too many wins. I'm going to say 41-41. I think they take a step back. And I think a team in their conference gets better and takes some of their wins. And I don't think they can win the West.
No chance.
Which is funny because I kind of did last year. And they, as we laid out, they didn't really do anything different. But
I didn't really think they did last year.
And clearly they couldn't. So this team, is it like how
this much team lost to the Nuggets without Jamal Murray?
Yeah. Yeah, they did. Austin Rivers was just eviscerating them. How much differently do we look at this core if they don't make that sort of fluky conference finals run when they got absolutely owned by the Warriors?
I think Dame is already gone if that didn't happen.
Probably.
And he might be this year, so who knows?
Yeah, I think internal strife could be a thing here as well. I don't know. I think the rest of the West is pretty solid. And if Dame actually checks out, obviously, even if he doesn't get traded, they're just done. Like, I feel like the culture was a big thing for them. So I'm going to say 41-41. I'm out on the Blazers. Minnesota Timberwolves, 23-49. This obviously is the team I was alluding to, not OKC, which clearly is like no interest in winning basketball games. I kind of think Cat has matured a bit, which is big. I used to rag on Towns a lot, Carl Anthony Towns. I think he's taken a step forward as a pro. Obviously, he's unfortunately been through more than anyone should have to go through. And I just, when I hear him talk lately, I just, even just about basketball and other things, just seems a lot more locked in on the game these days. Not saying what he went through has anything to do with that. I just think he was inevitably going to mature, and he has. Really like Ant. I think Ant can play. Year 2 for Ant could be a lot of fun. And they might go get Ben Simmons for like scraps, which would probably help them because he'll have a lot of space to operate in.
Are you calling D'Lo scraps?
Yeah, of course. What else would you call him?
Former All-Star. Yeah, I'm kidding.
Okay. What do you think about the Timberwolves, who have not been good since Jimmy Butler left?
They got Pat Bev too. Can't forget that.
That's not bad for them.
Honestly, like, that was a little bit of a joke, but it's not that. It's actually might be consequential. Like, just some sort of toughness on the defensive end.
Yeah. Malik Beasley might be able to play now after his case. I think.
Yeah.
Is he out of suspension? I might have to Google this.
I have no idea. Honestly, I think it's ongoing. Whatever
it might
going
be
on.
Ongoing.
So that's dependent. But I think this team definitely needs to get better. Like, they will get better in terms of wins because they kind of have to. This is like a It's a big year for whether Cat wants to really stay, which I do, again, no indications that he's ever wanted out.
ESPN Rohan out here.
Wait, hey, I'm saying there's no indication, so can't say that.
Okay. Okay.
I'm saying it's a big year for him in terms of, like, he wants to finally be on a team that wins that doesn't have Jimmy Butler on it. So.
Yeah. Malik Beasley was suspended 12 games after a guilty plea in February 2021. So, yeah, I think that's over. I think he's back. He looks pretty effective as a Timberwolf. He's about like a 20-point-per-game player, which, you know, Denver.
He was actually, like, their second-best player for the majority of the time he was with the team.
Denver quietly probably could use this version of him, although he never did that in Denver, especially with Jamal Murray out. But that's them's the breaks. Yeah, I don't know. I don't know why I'm higher on the Timberwolves. I think Towns is maybe going to bring a little bit more on defense, which obviously would matter a lot for them. And they have a ton of offense between D'Lo, Beasley, Ant, and Towns. Not to mention, you know, again, I do think a Simmons trade. I'm almost factoring that in, which is probably dumb. But they just feel like one of the few teams who could do it. And I think he would be helpful here. They could use one of those Aaron Gordon-esque slap the defensive flex seal onto the big hole that is your defense. And he'd have space to move around with all the shooting and playmaking. So I like the Timberwolves. I think they're going to be on a better win pace than they were last year when they were 23-49, which is, God, what, like a 30 win pace-ish?
26.
Oh. I guess my bold take will be 35.
Which is, I'm going to say 40.
Whoa, I thought I was high on them. I said 35.
I want to believe in this. I want to believe that this team won't suck for once. So I'm going to say 40. I hope they don't suck.
You know what? No, I'm going to change it. If they get Simmons, 41.
Okay, 500 is big for them.
They make the play. That feels like a play-in. I think that's good for them.
Yeah, second time it would be in like 18 years. Or something. They've made it one time in 17 years, I believe.
Yeah, well, the last one would have been, what was it, 04 with Garnett? One time since then, right? Basically, I think is the thing.
Yep.
Yikes. Tough scenes for the Minnesota Timberwolves. Bring them.
Remember when that was the Bucks?
I don't think it was.
Okay, in terms of playoff series.
Yeah, it was winning a playoff series, not getting there. Thankfully, it wasn't.
Yeah, that's worse than what the Bucks.
Yeah, I mean, that's like. That's Seattle Mariners, Detroit Lions level stuff for the Timberwolves. But okay, around 500 for the Timberwolves, which is us being boldly positive. We're not going to be boldly positive about this next team. 22-50 last year. The Oklahoma City Thunder?
Yeah.
Are you a Thunder optimist?
I am, actually.
What? Okay. Oh, take over. Why? How?
There's one reason that's just Shai Gilgeous-Alexander. One reason.
Are they going to let him play basketball all year, or are they going to?
They should.
Are they going to hit him with a hammer or something again and say, "Oh, you're hurt. Sorry, Shai."
You can't really do that to that caliber of player multiple times.
I was going to say, before you said multiple times, I was like,
they did it last season. That's why I say it, because he played, what, 35 games for them last season?
Yeah, they were too good.
And they were 16-19 in his 35 games, which isn't like great per se, but that's
it's not
like
terrible though. Yeah.
No, it's not really, really bad. And they were competitive. Like, they got 6 wins in the remaining 60 plus 67 games.
They did.
50s. Wait, how many games did I say you played? 35. So,
yeah.
Yeah. So it would be the remaining 32 games.
They get rid of Horford. They get rid of Diallo. They get rid of George Hill. I think they get rid of Ty Jerome. They get rid of Mihailuk. Those were more than half of their top 8 scorers from last season, at least in terms of points per game.
And again, those guys only played in a few games.
Oh, yeah, because they got rid of all of them over the course of time to make sure they wouldn't play anymore. They traded Horford for Kemba and immediately get rid of him.
Yeah, the roster is worse. Okay, maybe.
Doesn't even seem possible, but it is. You run out of players you recognize really fast. I think they may still have Ty Jerome. I can't tell. But Vit Kredzi, Gabriel Deck, Isaiah Roby, Trey Mann, Josh Giddey, who maybe is good. He seems interesting. Kenrich Williams. Like, Dort is probably the second best player, and I like Dort. Darius Bazley is maybe the third best player. Derek Favors and Mike Muscala. I don't think they're – are they going to play? I don't know. Maybe.
I mean, they re-signed Mike Muscala, so I'd hope so. Otherwise, what's the point?
To get to the salary floor, which I still don't think they've done.
No, they haven't. They're massively under the salary floor.
Couldn't they just take John Wall?
Yes.
I think they could just take him straight up. That's wild to me.
It's absolutely insane. But Sam Presti is living out Sam Hinkie's fever.
This is a war crime. Like, this is a war crime on good bets.
This is worse than Process Sixers, in my opinion.
No, if they flip Shea. The Sixers tore it all the way down to the studs. I think if they were in the East.
The Thunder did that, and they got Shea as a part of that.
Yeah, but I think the way Hinkie did, I mean, the Sixers tore down, got MCW, and then traded him. I know Shea is much better, but MCW won Rookie of the Year with them in the first part of the process, and they were like, "Oh, this won't do. No, we're not trying to be that good this quick." I guess the closest thing to that is not letting that guy play basketball anymore. But I guess Paku.
Yeah, they are 21.3 million below the floor.
Just obscene. So that, you know, it's good to play on this team because you get that gets dispersed out evenly to the guys. So you got an extra $1 million just for being on the Thunder, which
more than that
might not even be worth it. Honestly,
I take it. Oakley, Sam Presti, hit me up. I'll take it.
The Rohan stands are going to forward your
I'll do it. Tape.
Are you Can still optimistic?
The content though. The content.
Yeah. Well, yeah. What if you know you made it if they have to shut you down too? They go, Rohan.
They might have to.
You're adding a little bit too much here. Let Vic shoot.
I'll win them some games.
Good luck.
But yeah, this optimism might be a little fading. I think they'll probably be better just because of Shea. That's what I'm saying. Assuming he plays all 82. That's my only reference here. And I feel like that's enough.
I think they're going to be the worst team in the conference.
Yeah.
I think they are. I think Houston's going to be a little better. Maybe. It might be close. I think OKC is probably the worst. I'm going to say 20.
So that's 5 less wins than they were on pace for last year.
Yeah.
Where they won 2 games in the second half of the season.
Yeah, but Houston was even worse than them last year. I think generally the West is better. It's just the top end isn't better. Like when you look at who they're going to play and just every game, I'm like, yeah, they should probably lose that game because they suck. 20 and 62.
Philip has just lost the respect of the youth league football team he coaches. He was asked what New England should do in the draft, and his answer was objectively terrible. The Athletic just wrote a great article about this, but Philip doesn't have the Athletic or the respect of a boisterous group of 11-year-olds who once looked up to him. Learn from Philip's error, get the Athletic, and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
We're driven by the search for better, but when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences, so the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/BlueWire. Just go to Indeed.com/BlueWire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/BlueWire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
I'll go 25.
Okay. Is that the pace they were on?
Yeah.
Maybe. Yeah. I don't know. It's Shea. If you're watching this team, our friends at the Uncontested, stay strong. Hopefully they let Shea play. Paku's done some fun stuff. The rookies look fun. I don't think
Giddy might be good.
Giddy might be good. Yeah.
They got Trey Mann as well.
Sure. I don't know anything about him. I don't know. I'm going to wait and see. They're not quite Magic level. They have Shea. I think they make sense.
No, the Magic are the absolute worst team in the league.
I weirdly like Darius Bazley.
Okay.
I think he can kind of play. Let's move on. The Pacific Division, one of the more stacked divisions in the NBA, home to last year's Western Conference champion, the Phoenix Suns, who had the second best record in the West at 51-21. I think we've alluded to this here and there. I think they could run off another conference win. Phoenix is in good position. They retained Chris Paul. They didn't do anything major. I know they made a couple small moves we can get into, but I think they're still going to be really good. I think they have a lot of young players who, if you get a step or a half step from like any two of their young guys, even with a little bit of regression, I think Phoenix could still win a ton of games.
Yeah, those young guys are just getting better.
We didn't say, I don't think Minnesota or Oklahoma City can win the West. I just want to cover all the bases.
I think I agree with that.
Okay.
But Phoenix, what did they do this offseason? I think their biggest two additions are JaVale McGee and Landry Shamet. One of the problems as Bucks fans are well aware of, is they were so small outside of DeAndre.
Yeah.
So small. Now they have an actual backup center who's proven to be useful over the last 5-6 years now. Like JaVale is like a good player now.
Yeah, he's in a perfect role as a backup center. That's exactly where you want him. That's where they have him.
Yeah, so I think they got better just in that. They get Landry Shamet, who's a decent shooter. I don't know if this team needs any more real, like, shooters.
Yeah, I think if they're healthy, he probably doesn't play at all. I think he kind of sucks, but
he's not that great.
They retain their guys, I think, was even bigger. They keep Chris Paul, is obviously huge. They keep Campaign.
Kaminsky.
Sure.
Abdel Nader.
Kaminsky with one of the best finals performances from any Sun. Was that game six?
Yes. One of my favorite moments of the playoff run is you post game six saying he was so good.
I was so sick because the whole time, this is a fireable offense. There's no way you can play Frank Kaminsky. Frank Kaminsky just putting buckets on the Bucks. I was petrified. I think they're really good. I like Ayton. He needs to take more steps forward, but he's very young and pretty good. Booker is very good.
And been getting consistently better every year.
Yeah. Their biggest concern, I think, what if CP actually gets old, which looks pretty old in some of those playoff games. We'll see. Obviously, if he becomes less of a factor, then all of a sudden – I don't think they can do it.
But the thing is, if CP takes a step back, then that's more of a role for Devin Booker to step up.
Yeah.
Which is possible.
I think
he's not the greatest ball handler, and that's why they got Chris Paul to begin with.
I think
he
needs a point guard next to him.
Like, Chris Paul doesn't need to be peak Chris Paul or even last year's Chris Paul to really make this team run.
No.
It matters in the postseason.
Yeah.
Well, but in the regular season, I don't think it matters too much. And the West might not be good enough for it to really matter altogether.
Yeah, I think honestly, it wouldn't shock me if Mikal Bridges was like really good next year. Like, he showed some things in the finals and I was like legitimately stunned. I like Cam Johnson. Campaign is fine. I'm not as high on him as a lot of people. But I thought Bridges looked like really good. And that's intriguing to me. We'll see if he can build on that going forward. My thing with CP was the age on these smaller players can sometimes really just it's like a train wreck. So hopefully that doesn't happen. It is possible. I think that is, as an undersized, very old player, I think that is probably their biggest concern. But I do think they can win the West. They were 51-21 last year. I'm going to say 54.
Okay, so you think they take a little bit of a step back?
Yeah, I think their division is going to be significantly better.
I'm not so sure. Okay. I'm still going to say around 57, 58, which is what they were on last
year. That's fair. Yeah. They're good. Good team. They could. Yep. And I'm guessing you agree they could win the West.
They definitely could win the West. And the reason I say that their division might not be as good is the next team we got to talk about. And that is the Los Angeles Clippers. Or technically, aren't they the LA Clippers? Technically, they're LA, not Los Angeles.
Yeah, right? I think they are. I don't know if that's actually, I don't know. Yeah, I think you might be right.
Whatever.
That's how the NBA Clippers always lists them now. But yeah, the Clippers.
Yeah. So the big problem with the Clippers is Kawhi Leonard is probably not playing the entire season, unfortunately, due to an ACL injury that he suffered during the playoffs.
They still haven't confirmed what it actually is. So we don't actually know. We think the Dante thing is bad. This is way
less man was
clear.
Questionable to play in the playoffs. And then in like August, we get an announcement that he had surgery for an ACL.
Something.
Yeah. Just wild.
It is. I'm also assuming he doesn't
looking
play,
just absolutely thrilled at their arena groundbreaking. Kawhi Leonard going crazy. Mike Breen the GOAT. But I think that is a significant, significant loss for them. Obviously, this man was playing at an MVP level last season. Just, I can't expect the rest of their team to show up during the regular season like they did during the playoffs, where every single person stepped up, like Reggie Jackson, Terrence Mann. All these guys are putting up all-time performances for their careers in the playoffs, sans Kawhi Leonard. They're not going to do that, most likely.
Right? Yeah, I agree. I think Paul George is really good. I think they're probably going to go get someone, too. It might be Wall. Like, they have the salary between Bledsoe.
They got Bledsoe, yeah.
And between Bledsoe and Kennard. Like, I think they could throw those salaries and get someone.
Would you
like
rather have
Wall.
Eric Bledsoe or John Wall? I'd rather have Bledsoe.
Maybe Wall.
Why?
Well, they want to go to the playoffs, and once you're there.
What is John Wall going to do?
What is Eric Bledsoe going to do besides hurt the team? I'd rather roll the dice on Wall. It's a risk, but I'd rather roll the dice.
Bledsoe will play, though.
Is that good?
Yes.
Is it?
Come on. We can't be this mean.
I watched a lot of games, man.
You think I didn't?
you're telling me playoff Bledsoe is going to help the team by showing up.
I'm not saying...
I don't know.
I'd rather have Eric Bledsoe than John Wall right now. I don't think that's too hot of a take.
I don't know.
What has John Wall done this
year? John Wall was 20 and 7 last year.
Cool. What were his percentages?
They were bad. He's getting back from an injury on a terrible team.
Shot 29.6% from three, 42% on twos.
That's fine. Just
40% from the field overall.
It's a dice roll. It's a dice roll. You're hoping he's healthier. Also, he did that on the Rockets. An absolute garbage fire of a franchise last year.
At least Bledsoe was shooting like 48% on twos in an awful year for him.
That's fine. I'm not won over. I don't think he helps teams very much. I'd rather roll the dice on Wall, who is obviously going to look a lot better.
I just read out the wrong percentages. Let me correct myself.
I was going to say, it's not only shot 48% on twos.
No, for both of them. Okay. John Wall shot 31% from three, 45% on twos, 40% from the field.
Yeah.
Overall, he could not finish at the rim to save his life.
It was an issue.
Which is the peak of his game. Eric Bledsoe last season shot 34% from three, 50% on twos.
Oh, nice.
And 42% from the field. And that's a bad year for Eric Bledsoe.
Yeah. Luckily,
I'm taking Eric Bledsoe over John Wall.
Go ahead. I'll take John Wall.
And I think the Clippers will do that too.
Maybe they'll get him in there and then change their minds. I mean, John Wall is still a better playmaker than Bledsoe. And I think with all the weapons the Clippers have, yes.
Based on what?
The
what
seven assists per game from- he had on the Rockets? The Rockets? Jae'Sean Tate?
Yeah, Christian Wood's pretty good. Yeah, we don't disrespect Jae'Sean Tate.
We do on offense. If you're just going to pretend that part doesn't matter, I see why you're caving for Bledsoe. I think I'd rather roll the dice on Wall.
Bledsoe, better defender.
Yeah, clearly. But I don't care if I'm the Clippers. Like, it's like the same gamble they took with Boogie, where it probably doesn't work out. But if it does, then you could be in really good shape. And I think Wall would look a lot better on this team with Paul George and Marcus Morris, who's just been like incredible since he's been a Clipper. I really didn't love that contract. He's been so good. And then Reggie Jackson.
He's what makes their small ball work.
Yeah. And Batum, who they kept Batum, which I thought was a big deal. And I think they'd have to throw Ibaka into that Wall trade too, which like whatever.
Ibaka hasn't played. He hasn't played.
Yeah, I know.
Which is unfortunate due to back injury, but
yeah, it's looking like it could be one of those bad moments. But Terrence Mann, Harry Giles, they added. They have a lot of players.
Adam's fever dream.
Yeah, I know. Is he on a camp deal? I think he's on a camp deal. I don't think he's actually on the team. Teams are really worried about his knee, but I like the Clippers.
I'm worried about his everything.
Yeah, that's fair.
His actual on-court production as well.
Yeah, that's also not a sure thing with Giles. Even without Kawhi, I think the Clippers are still going to be good. I think they've shown they can play. I'm not expecting them to be, you know, at the top of the West without him. Obviously, like they looked like they could in the playoffs. That's such a small sample size and is against Utah. But they were 47-25 last year.
54 win this.
Yeah, probably not going to do that. I'm just going to stick with 47.
I'm going to say 45.
Yeah, that's fair.
I think they have enough talent to grind out some wins. I don't think they have enough for sustained success.
Big Paul George here. If he can look like an MVP candidate again. Paul George really
looked good in those playoffs. So if he can translate that, that's a big – the thing is with Paul George, he's always been great in the regular season. It's just the playoffs that people rag on him for, and because he called himself Playoff P. I will maintain that this is Paul George's fault.
It is totally his fault. For sure it's his fault.
I feel bad for the guy, but I will maintain that it is his own doing that's caused this.
Yeah. No question.
So he's good enough to get them a bunch of wins. I'm not going to – 46. That's fine. A little lower on them, but
– Yeah, and listen, if they can get Kawhi by the playoffs, I think it could be a wild card. Although I don't think I'd expect that much, but we have no idea when he's going to come back, so – Might be out there game one.
You just might just like
never know.
Retire. He might just become a
disappear.
He'll just drop an album out of nowhere. We're like, Kawhi, what's going on
here? Well, he was in a Drake video, wasn't he?
Yeah, he was in the Way Too Sexy video.
That is, if you showed me the Certified Lover Boy track list and said which of these songs is Kawhi going to be in a music video for, I think Way Too Sexy would have been the last one I would have guessed, which is why it's a perfect Kawhi Leonard move. Los Angeles Lakers, 42-30 last year. They acquired the golden child Malik Monk, also Russell Westbrook. I don't know. What are your Lakers thoughts?
They're gonna be bad. Not bad, bad. Obviously. They're gonna be bad for their relative sense, if that makes any sense. Like they're not gonna be as good as they wanna be. And given LeBron James, Anthony Davis, that's gonna win you a lot of games. That's gonna raise your ceiling by so much. Because those two are just so good. But, like, who's shooting on this team?
Yeah.
Like,
LeBron.
Who? Is that what you want?
Would Dwayne Dedman be a top five shooter on the Lakers?
Absolutely. It's worse than the Heat.
It might actually be. They need Malik Monk to keep hitting those threes, man.
Oh, my goodness. LeBron, what did LeBron shoot? He shot 36.5% from three last season, which is good. That's his best since 16-17. Actually, it's his best since 13-14 LeBron, where he shot 38% with the Heat. Can we expect that again?
They have Wayne Ellington. Wayne Ellington is probably.
Cool. Carmelo. Wayne Ellington is a theoretical shooter.
What is their starting five? Do you think Westbrook, LeBron, Anthony Davis, Monk Ariza or Horton Tucker? What's up with where did the Horton Tucker thing come from? I don't understand.
Well, they're not starting AD at center.
Oh, of course. Absolutely. What was I thinking? They AD threw a party when they signed DeAndre Jordan. He said, "Hey, Rob, thank you. I'm so glad I don't have to do this."
So they're either going to start Dwight or DJ.
Do you get the Taylor Horton Tucker thing?
No, absolutely.
I don't get
not.
The Taylor Horton Tucker thing.
Taylen,
sorry. I feel like he went, it was like, oh, he's an interesting prospect. And I was like, okay, I'm on board with thinking that. And now they're like, oh, yeah, he's going to slot in as.
Their best shooter was KCP and he's gone.
So he's going to slot in as an important like bench creator. And I was like, why do you think that?
That's like, it's like what Bucks fans think Jordan Ward is going to be.
I think THT's shown a little bit more, but I think Lakers fans are hoping for a lot more out of him than Buck fans are with Wara.
And again, he's not going to be a shooter. What did he put up, what, two a game at a 28% clip?
It got worse. His quietly, both of his percentages dropped. He went from 58% on twos to 52% on twos. He played more, but still, it's like, I don't really see how he's helping you win big-time playoff games. Like,
he's a Lakers young guy. That's why the hype is there.
Yeah, exactly. But losing Caruso sneakily hurts them.
It's KCP and Caruso are massive losses for them. Absolutely massive. Like, KCP was their best shooter. He was their second best or third best player, excuse me, when they won the title.
He's good. I'm kind of surprised that, like, I like the Wizards getting him. I think he can play. They got Dwight Howard back. They have Rondo. And, you know, the other thing, too, talk about Jimmy Butler not being that guy since the bubble.
Throw that on AD,
who was like looking like Towns out there shooting threes and just doesn't do that anymore, which they could really use him doing that. But also, Laker fans probably don't want him to do that. They want him to go down low, which he doesn't want to do. I think they're old, but like the age isn't even as much
big
a concern
time.
To me.
26% from three from AD last year, by the way.
Yeah, and the mid range wasn't hitting the same either. It's not even
the
just
playoffs.
The age
he shot 38%. 38% from three in the playoffs in the bubble.
Yeah,
the last time he hit that mark was never in his entire.
Yeah,
career.
No, of course it was. Yeah, it was
never.
He had
his done. Highest mark outside of that is the 17-18 regular season where he shot 34%. From three with the Pelicans. Like, you can't expect that ever again. Ever.
Unless we might have another bubble. The way things are going in the country. That's what the Lakers are playing for right now. But no, for like, it's not even as much the age with me. I don't think they have that many good players. And my whole thing with the Russ thing was like, why are you acquiring someone who is more or less useless when LeBron is doing his thing in playoff games? I don't
Why
understand
would you do that when you could have got Buddy Hield?
Yeah, I'm low on Buddy, but I've been thinking about this. I'd rather have Hield and like would they have kept Kuzma? Was that it? Or,
yes.
Yeah, I'd rather
it
have Hield and
KCP
Kuzma,
and Trez.
Actually, I mean, if you could find a way to keep KCP, I would really rather have that. I don't like Westbrook here.
No, I'm not even like a Westbrook hater or anything.
I kind of am.
That's fair. But just this team is built around LeBron James, right? Anthony Davis too, but mostly just LeBron James. Maybe one of the greatest, well, definitely one of the greatest players, maybe the greatest player to ever play the game of basketball. So that's fair. That's a good way to go about it. The best way, as we have, 18 years or 20 years, however many these hashtags, 18. Like he's 18, whatever he's going to say, Wash King, whatever, 18 years of evidence saying that LeBron plus shooters equals incredible, just absolutely incredible. Who are the shooters? Who are the shooters that just, can you go LeBron and four shooters on this team? You can't.
It'd be LeBron, Carmelo, Ellington, Bazemore, Monk. Maybe Kendrick Nunn. Maybe
that is
Kendrick
an
Nunn.
Awful lineup.
It's bad. It's bad. I don't think they have that many good players.
And it doesn't even have Anthony Davis in.
Well, you said shooters, so.
That's fair.
I don't know. I don't get it. I think they might have trouble defensively. And then one last thing on the Lakers, who we're both low on. I think they could somehow still win the West. Just again, LeBron is LeBron.
Yeah, right. LeBron and AD are really good.
Yeah.
So that means a lot.
And Russ will do some fun stuff, although I don't know if he's going to be a net positive in the postseason for them. Do you think the Clippers could win the West?
No. Without Kawhi, no.
Yeah, probably not. I want them to be able to, but I don't think they can. LeBron is getting hurt now, is the other thing. Like, couple years now, three out of the last four, all of his Laker years except the bubble year, basically. He's had some actual injuries that have actually slowed him down and cost him time, which just never happened, and that's concerning. Considering how much they need him at this point. I don't know, they got Russ, so he could have the ball less and everything else. But the truth for the Lakers is, you know, if he's out there, they're not winning a series against anyone good. Like, they need him, there's no question. So it's not a bad idea to get some sort of regular season LeBron insurance, but it doesn't seem playoff-oriented to me. They're probably the least confident I am in a team that I'll say yes, that will actually be able to win the West. Golden State Warriors.
What are win projections?
Oh, forgot about that. What do you think? They were 42-30.
Yeah, but that also includes AD and LeBron being hurt.
Yeah.
So I'm going to keep it at 48 wins, which is what
that was. Their pace was 48.
Yeah.
Ah, this is tough. I'm going to say 46. I think they're going to lose a lot. AD never plays the whole year. When he's out, their defense is just going to be atrocious, I think.
Yeah, their defense is going to be atrocious no matter what.
I mean, Westbrook at this point is like, I'm going to say, what did I say, 46? Yeah, I don't know if they have that many wins in them. I don't know. This team is weird. They're going to end up being really good except the Lakers. Golden State Warriors, 39-33 with a mostly healthy Steph, no Klay at all. He won't be ready to start the season, which is very concerning. They got Otto.
Is that Porter, confirmed?
I thought. I'll Google. What are your thoughts on the Warriors?
I think the Warriors should have consolidated. They really should have consolidated.
I really hate their offseason. I really do.
They drafted fine. They got like Moses
Breezy
Moody. Moody Moody Moody. That's the best Kendrick Perkins content that has ever been produced, and it will never be topped by anything he does. So they drafted some young guys. They got Iguodala back. They got the ghost of Bielitsa's knees on their team. They got Otto Porter on the Vetman, which is nice. I'm not really super thrilled. They got rid of, like, they didn't get rid of. They lost Oubre. They lost Bazemore. Klay makes a difference.
Christmas has been floated as a day that he could be back by. Here's a Klay quote that's a little concerning to me from IG Live. Love Klay Thompson. I plan on hopefully early next season. This was IG Live from a boat. Love Klay Thompson. I mean, the Achilles is like a 12-month recovery phase, but I also have to factor in my left knee because I don't want to come back and be half myself. You know what I'm saying? Recovery is going, though. It's slow. The Achilles is tedious. That's not a great update from Klay.
It's not. It's just kind of sad. Who hates Klay Thompson? He's just awesome. He's just an amazing player, amazing person, just great content in whatever he does. So wishing you the best, Klay. But let's assume that he comes back this season, which he will. Let's assume it's enough to make a difference. How about that? Is that too much of an assumption?
I don't think he's going to be himself, probably.
Okay, but like 60% of himself.
I mean, they need him, that's for sure, with the rest of this roster. But
the defense is what's going to be an issue. Because Klay Thompson, at his peak, pre-injury, otherworldly defender. He's their stop. Like, obviously, Draymond's their quarterback of their defense. But Klay is the stopper guy. He's the guy who you put on the good players, the great players, and say, like, we want to slow you down. I don't know if he's going to be capable of doing that. And that's what limits this team. Their offense was already incredible last season. It's going to get, like, it'll remain plus maybe get a little bit better this season. It's the defense. Like Andre, it's a lot of flex tape comparisons made under this podcast. They think Iguodala is the flex tape.
No, we've seen this. No, I don't. He just doesn't. He's good on the Breakfast Club. I don't think he's good on NBA defenses anymore. Are they going to play the young guys? That's the question I have with this team. Like, is it they were awful when they played Wiseman. Like, he made Steph Curry suck. That's how much of a negative impact James Wiseman had on the last season of Warriors.
By the way, we shouldn't, like, this is the first time this guy's played competitive basketball since high school.
Good thing they drafted two more rookies to add to him. Like, sure, it's not exactly his fault.
I think Wiseman will be a lot better this season.
I don't know. I don't know if they're going to play him. Like,
what other option do they have?
Should try and win basketball games.
Well, who's going to play center for them? Bielitsa?
I don't know. I guess, yeah, they didn't. Looney?
Yeah, Looney's going to play a lot.
He's going to play a lot of games in like 20 minutes a game, which is what Kevon Looney does. But I don't know. Like, if you play Wiseman and two rookies in real rotation minutes, it's going to cost you games. Can you do that to Steph Curry?
No, but they already did it last year.
I can't believe they used the picks. I said over and over, there's no way they use both of these picks. They cannot draft two players in the lottery on a team with Steph Curry and Draymond and Klay coming back. And they did it. They're mad lads. Hey,
Steph's in Milwaukee. Let's get him.
I didn't just re-up again.
It's fine.
Very disappointing. It's too hard to make this. He would have to take less. It's too hard to make the salary work. Wiggins is maybe a little better.
Wiggins got better last season. If he remains the same, that's a positive for them.
Yeah. Jordan Poole is kind of nice.
Okay, you lost me.
Yeah. I mean, that's Steph's brother-in-law is on the team still, I think. That's fun.
Oh, man. That's just always a fun dynamic.
Yeah, it is. I don't know, man. I kind of like Juan Toscano-Anderson.
No, that's fair. That's fair.
But
he's.
I don't know. What
this team isn't that good.
Weird. It's really weird.
You're just relying on Steph, Klay, and Draymond to be the Steph, Klay, and Draymond of 4 years ago.
Yeah, more than that now, but yeah.
Not even 4 years ago.
Yeah, I suppose.
That's KD Warriors.
Their roles were a lot easier that year. You're looking for 15-16 Steph, Klay, and Draymond.
That is asking for way too
much. I mean, you're not getting it from Draymond. That was Draymond's wild shooting year. That's not
I'm pulling up the numbers right now.
He shot like 39%.
Exactly 39% from three. The closest he's ever come to that ever was 14-15 when he shot 34%. The last three seasons, he shot below 30%.
How many attempts per game did he have last year? He doesn't want to shoot him anymore.
Attempts per game, which seems high.
Yeah, it does seem high. Sometimes he doesn't want
to shoot. 27% on them. Yeah, it's steadily declined as the years have gone, except for 17-18, where he shot 3.7 attempts per game at a solid 30.1% clip. It's just you can't get that Draymond back. He's still going to be incredible defensively, but offensively, no. That's why I'm a little low on this team. I still think they can win the West because Steph is that good.
If Klay comes back and looks good, they can. That's the only and like one of
it's
the
just
rookies.
A lot of ifs.
One of the rookies or Wiseman is good, and Steph and Klay gets back and looks good. Otto Porter exists again would help them. That hasn't happened much lately. What did they win last year? 39, and they were 39-33.
Yeah.
What do you think?
I don't know. I'd say around 43.
I'll say 45. I think Steph just wins them a lot of games.
So that's better than what they were last year.
Yeah, I mean, they'll have more Klay.
Yeah.
And they were without Steph for 9 games last year. So if he plays a couple more games, that would help a lot as well.
Yeah, but
like on the other hand, if Steph misses games, they're a tire fire.
It's toast. It's absolute toast. And this on and off injury years for Steph these last couple of years. So we'll see.
Yeah.
I mean, given 2 years ago was a fluke when Aaron Baines sat on him, but
yeah, it's kind of grim for the Warriors. I think they're in a danger,
and it's their own doing.
Yeah, it is. They should have traded for a player. They should not have all these young guys. I mean, they could trade the young guys, but young guys are almost always less appealing than picks because GMs love to overvalue what they're going to do with the picks, not what you did with the picks. Sacramento Kings, 31-41.
Oh boy,
the poor Kings who are stuck in this division. Like, I don't hate their team. They might take a little bit of a step forward, but this is just such a hard division to win a lot of games in.
What did they do to get better?
They have another year of Fox and Halliburton. That's about it.
Buddy Hield is still technically on the team.
Yeah, I think he hates it there.
I think everyone hates it there.
They got Davion Mitchell, who people I think like.
Yeah, that's fair. But also like Fox, like there was something about dads.
Marvin Bagley's dad is like basically tweeting F the Kings at this point, like really does not
and
want to.
And then De'Aaron Fox's dad was talking about like F Marvin Bagley.
And I think and his dad.
The dads
think,
were
yeah, because he's annoying. Like I would be annoyed too. Like honestly, Marvin Bagley, you want to get out of Sacramento? Play good basketball for once. And then maybe you could go somewhere else. You're putting up 14-7 on bad efficiency, terrible 3-point percentages. Never actually playing in games. It's kind of out of your control, but still, like, how can you be that upset? Like, you're not doing anything. I don't know. If he actually became something,
team.
That would
I'm
be
very
good
low
for them.
On this team. Yeah, but it's like, what is he going to become?
I don't know.
Like, what's the archetype?
I don't know. A useful player in any whatever he wants to do.
Because right now, his archetype is Hassan Whiteside, and that's not good.
Prime Hassan would be a lot better than Marvin Bagley has been.
What's prime Hassan Whiteside? The game where he got a triple-double with blocks? That's it? Just the one game?
That one Kings year, Heat year. That's prime Hassan Whiteside.
That game is responsible for everything good and bad that's happened to Hassan Whiteside.
Former King, Hassan Whiteside.
Yeah, he was there last season.
Twice former King. Wasn't... Way back when he was there, I think, wasn't he?
Oh, yeah.
They might have been the first team to cut him. Maybe it was just camp. I don't remember. But
yeah, they lost for sure. Oh, wait. They kept Rashawn Holmes.
I don't know. I don't know about that. He hit like 99% of his floaters. I don't know if he does that again. We'll see.
Probably not, but he's shown that it's like very high efficiency shot for him. I really like Rashawn Holmes. Alex Len is nothing at this point. That's a little harsh. But someone who's definitely nothing at this point is Tristan Thompson.
Yeah.
This team somehow is very young and small in terms of their core players, but everyone else is just a center that does nothing.
Do you think Fox, Halliburton, Hield, Harrison Barnes, and Holmes. Maybe that's a good, nice little lineup. I don't know. I'm worried
it's
about
it's a good
know.
Lineup.
I don't know about that, Buddy.
Maybe. It might get outscored by maybe like 3 or 4 points instead of like 15.
What if Tyrese Halliburton becomes a low-key star?
Low-key star. Weren't you just ragging on him last pod?
Yeah. Well, I mean, they wouldn't include him for Simmons. I thought that was a little extreme. I thought it was a little extreme. I think
he could become
a low-key star.
I'm just messing around. I'm messing around.
If they had him and Fox and he takes a step forward, they could do some Blazers type stuff. They're Blazers-y.
They're worse than the Blazers.
Well, yeah, they're worse than the Blazers.
They're like the poor man's Portland Trail Blazers. They're like the poor man's.
We got to move on. That's depressing as hell. They can't win the West. They were 31-41. I'll stick with 10 games under 500, which would be, what is that? Like 35? 36, something like 36. I'll say 36.
Yeah. Okay. Well,
that's it, right? Yeah, 36 and 46. Yeah. That would be it. Yeah, 36.
Yeah.
Maybe lower. I don't know. Yeah, probably about the same.
Yeah. 36 wins. They'll probably either the first half or the second half, they're going to have a really good record.
Yeah, they always do that, don't they?
They go on a run. It's just the same story. And I want to believe differently because I like Fox a lot.
But they're in this horrible place in the Pacific.
They're just in purgatory.
Well, and it's like, you know, that you can be like a fun, scrappy team and just get beat the hell beat out of you. What are they, 16 games a year against the Clippers, Lakers, Suns, and Warriors? That's brutal. I mean,
if there's one team that wants divisional realignments really badly, it's the Kings.
Yes. At least they're like, at least put an expansion team in the Pacific so we can try to beat up on someone.
Like, or if you're expanding, just move us to like the Southwest.
They're never going to move out.
Or the Northwest. Northwest.
They're never going to move divisions, I don't think. Maybe the Northwest. I don't think so. The Southwest division, won by the Dallas Mavericks at 42-30. I am pretty low on this division.
I'm very low.
I don't think any team in this division is going to win a playoff series.
The best team? I think the Mavs potentially could win one.
I don't think so. And I'll tell you why. Potentially. I'll tell you why I'm low on the Mavs.
Tell me. Jason Kidd. Yeah, absolutely.
Jason Kidd. They didn't add the star they wanted. I like Tim Hardaway. Porzingis probably gets a little bit better. Jason Kidd, I'm out. I think he and Luka are going to hate each other. Maybe they have the fun first year and then it happens. I don't know if he makes it through a year, given all the organizational dysfunction there and how absolutely bratty Luka Doncic is. Great transcendent talent. Absolutely bratty. Cussing out Rick Carlisle loudly in front of fans. I think this is going to be a dumpster fire. I'm low on the Mavericks.
I'm really excited for it too.
Oh, yeah. I mean, they deserve it. The Mavericks deserve this.
Oh, 100%.
That horrible move. They should not have hired that guy.
Absolutely not. They did get Sterling Brown, which is
whoa. I misspoke. I said they didn't get the star they needed.
Yeah. But other than that, they've assumed they've gotten Goran Dragic, but they haven't.
Yeah, they're gonna have that to get something up. The Raptors are gonna play hardball. We know this. The Raptors, if they do one thing, they make every interaction as annoying as possible. They're going to do that with the Mavericks.
They don't want to help their player out in Dragic, like every other franchise would do.
Yeah,
except for maybe the Grizzlies.
He's hardly their player. I don't blame them for doing this.
Okay, but still, wouldn't other franchise, like OKC did that with Kemba?
Oh, yeah.
So I'm saying
OKC, they might have literally told them, like, we won't let you take any more draft picks. You're at the limit. Our computers can't hold any more picks in future years for you. Also, it's a lot easier to trade Dragic than it is Kemba on the deal he was on.
I mean, Dragic still makes like, what, 18?
Yeah. I still think it's easier. Like I think there was more of, well, let's not do this.
Ty, let me hate the Raptors, please.
Oh, whatever you want to. Listen, I still hate the Raptors. I just, in this situation.
19.5 million for Dragic.
And what was Kemba?
Let's not talk about it.
Yeah, 20 plus. they got Bullock too, which is Reggie Bullock, which is fine.
Yeah. This team's not going to be good.
I would be in if they had a good coach. I think they have one of the worst three coaches in the league. So
they might have the worst coach in the league.
No, Luke Walton. We forgot to talk about Luke Walton.
Oh, yeah. Luke Walton's
the worst coach in the league. But.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't think they win a series. I don't think. Who's the worst? Oh, you're saying the Mavericks. Yeah. Yeah, no, really bad for them. I don't like this at all. I'm going to say 45. I don't think they actually explode.
42.
Wow, so you're really low on them.
I'm very low.
I'm trying to explain why I'm low on a team, it ends up just making you be like, oh, hold on. You think you're low on a team. Wait till you hear my win projection. I don't think they can win the West. I don't think any team in the
absolute. No, I don't think so either. They're not going to be that great. They're going to make a head coaching change during the regular season. Imagine they don't. And even though everything we expect to happen will happen. I could see them doing that, just not making a change.
Oh, yeah. I could. I think Mark Cuban is really stubborn, and they're going to try and stick it out by any means.
And their new Nike executive, who's their GM.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I forgot Donnie Nelson just left. Yep. A lot of people just left.
Haralabob Vulgaris may or may not still be there. No one really knows.
Yeah, yeah. The Mavericks. Yeah, I don't know. I mean, obviously, Luke is really, really good. And he's going to win them some games, but I feel like they never do enough to upgrade their surrounding core. And it's like one sort of good role player per year. Like they got Seth Curry.
They're the Blazers.
Then they got Richardson. Then they got, yeah, they are Blazers-esque. Although, is Luka better than Dame?
Yes.
I think so, but it's kind of closer than I think people think. Memphis Grizzlies.
Which is to say that Dame is really good.
Yes, Dame is quite good. And has won playoff series. Memphis Grizzlies were 38-34.
Okay, but to be fair, the Mavs, the Mavs almost beat the fully healthy Clippers.
I know.
They went to 7. 2 years in a row.
I know. Luka rocks.
The Blazers lost to the Denver Nuggets without Jamal Murray.
Yeah.
Just okay. Context.
Yeah, you got your Blazers slander in again.
So the Memphis Grizzlies.
Yeah, so the question for them every year, is this the year that Jaren Jackson Jr. does the thing?
Yeah, which they're going to have to. It has to be the year because they traded their best player in Jonas Valanciunas.
Yeah, it's honestly, I don't think you were meaning, but
he really good. I'm completely serious. He was their best player last season. Ask Grizzlies people. They'll tell you that.
Yeah.
He was their best player from start to finish last season.
Does this team need a consolidation trade soon?
Absolutely.
They have too many. Desmond Bane, Jarrett Culver, Juan Hernan Gomez, Brandon Clark. They don't have Justice Winslow, do they?
No, they don't. They also basketball don't have Juan Hernan Gomez.
Get on it. They don't have, I'm sorry. Wait, they don't have Juan?
No, he's on the Celtics.
I thought Juancho was. Oh, my bad. Okay.
Wait. Desmond Bane. Yeah, Juancho's on the Celtics.
Yeah, this is Juan.
Yeah, I must.
That's different, right?
Yeah. No, they're the same player.
There's two Hernan Gomez's.
Yeah.
Oh, this is Juancho.
Yeah.
Who's the other one?
Billy. But it's spelled Willie.
Yeah. Okay. It's showing as Juan. I thought it showed as Juancho. Okay. Desmond Bane, Jared Culver, Brandon Clark. Dylan Brooks is actually good. I don't know.
Yes.
Conchar, Oturu.
Sam Merrill.
She's probably going to get cut at some point.
They guaranteed a salary.
Oh, yeah, that's right. I think they had to for the trade, but
I don't think they did.
Did they use a trade exception?
I believe.
Okay. Yeah, I like Ja. I have some concerns about him, namely the shot.
Yeah, which is fair. It's just this team is going to get worse.
You think so?
Like they made the playoffs last season after winning the play-in. But I don't think they didn't get better.
I think Steven Adams kind of stinks now.
He doesn't stink.
I think he kind of stinks.
I don't think so. I think it's just the Pelicans fit was absolutely atrocious. I have no idea why that trade happened.
Is this fit that much better?
Yes, because there's more.
With Ja at 30%, Dylan Brooks at 34% from three. Brandon Clark.
Like the thing
at 26,
is like
that was a low sample size.
John Steven Adams as a pick and roll combination could be really fun.
Drop. I don't know.
Well, they're going to drop anyway against
John. It's a big year for Jaren Jackson.
It is. It's a prove it year for Jaren, which is unfortunate considering he's dealt with a lot of injuries. They lost a guy in Grayson Allen who was really good for them to the Bucks, thankfully.
Yeah, we like that move.
We do. I'm very, very high on that move.
Yeah.
I think they got worse.
Jaren shot 36% his rookie year, 39% year two on really high volume. And then he only plays 11 games last year, but shoots 28%. So like two questions are, one, is the shot real or not? And two, is he going to be healthy enough to use it? I'm worried about him. I don't know. I'm kind of out. Not that I think he's bad. I don't trust him. It's 3 years in a row.
I think he can be really good.
I don't know. How often have we seen a guy serious injuries his first 3 years? And
Michael Porter.
Does Michael Porter even have 3 years in yet?
I think this is year three.
Michael Porter might have played more games this year than JJJ ever played.
Let's see. This is going to be year three for Michael Porter. Year four. He missed his first year completely. Okay. Played 55 games the second year, 61 games last year. So, okay, maybe that was a little off.
Yeah. Jaren Jackson played 58 his first year. That was a full season. That's the most he's ever played.
Embiid, that's a good comparison.
Okay. Yeah, I mean,
you were asking for comparisons.
No, I know. I'm not mad. It's just like it's pretty rare. It doesn't always work out. It's risky.
It is very risky. That's why I'm saying, like, I'm willing to take that gamble and say that will happen because I'm a big fan of Jaren. I recognize it's a big gamble.
Yeah,
but he has a lot of skills that would really, really help and complement with Ja. That I want to believe so badly. Like, remember that game against the Bucks where Jrue Holiday hit that game winner? Where he was just going crazy. He was banking in threes. It was,
yeah, he hit like six threes, I think, or more.
Yeah,
maybe.
I believe so.
With this ugly shot. Yeah.
Hey, but it worked.
it did work that one night. I don't know, man. I'm hesitant.
I think they got worse. Let me say as a whole. The Memphis Grizzlies definitely got worse, and it's going to show. I think they're going to be really bad this year.
Do you think they're worse than second in the division?
Yes.
Really? Oh, I didn't see this coming. Okay. What's your over under? Or what's your win projection? Sorry.
I'm going to say 30.
30?
No, 30's low. 30, 35.
It's 30. 30 and 52. So 35 and is that 47?
Yeah.
I don't know about that one. Yeah. I'm gonna go close. I'm gonna say 38. I'm really low on what they did, and I don't know where they get offense from when Jaren Jackson misses time.
It's gonna be a slog.
Yeah,
that entire team. I mean, that is Memphis and what their franchise likes to be, and who knows, they're going for it.
That's for sure.
They're really trying to have to grit and grind.
So,
like, someone should tell their organization that you don't have to make things really difficult.
You could opt out of this. So, right, year one, Brandon Clark was really good. And then year two, he can't really shoot and they stopped playing him. But then Desmond Bane is really good. Seeing if one or both or zero of those guys is useful is going to matter a lot for them. But that doesn't feel like a huge shift. Yeah, I don't like the Valanciunas trade. I don't like them burrowing that much to the future. I don't know. Yeah,
I think it'll pay off in the long run because it forces their young guys to have to do things.
I don't if it forces Ja to go somewhere else, but
I don't think it's way too early. Call me ESPN.
I think you should try to win with a good young player. I think Ja's pretty good.
I don't think he's that good yet.
Yeah, probably not. What you said 35, I said 38.
Yeah.
Third place last year, San Antonio Spurs at 33-39. I think this team will suck.
This team stinks.
Yeah, I don't think they're going to be good. I think for all the DeRozan warts that we have talked about, was still their best player, and now he's no longer there.
They're a multiple of the guys who were like part of their core are gone. DeMar, Rudy Gay, who was really good for them. Rudy Gay was incredible for the Spurs.
They pick up Thad Young.
And Bryn Forbes.
Okay.
Hey, it's better than Jimmy
Butler. They have all these young guards already. I don't know if he's going to play. This team, I don't know. I don't know who's good. I don't know who's bad.
I don't think they do either. Did you see the contract they gave to Zach Collins? I don't think they know who's good.
I hate that. But Derek White, that's a hilarious joke. Keldon Johnson, Devin Vassell, Lonnie Walker, DeJounte.
I'm a big fan of Lonnie and DeJounte.
I kind of am. I wish they would trade some. It feels like it's like the Orlando thing. It's like, I don't know how this all works together.
They needed a consolidation trade, and instead of that, they did the opposite and got more pieces for a consolidation trade.
They did. I think Zach Collins sucks, by the way. I don't think he's
Zach Collins.
Play.
He, Bro, this guy has one leg.
Yeah, I don't understand that move at all. I kind of like the McDermott contract. I think he'll
for
fit
what,
well there.
Though?
To be their Rudy Gay for the next 3 years.
That's asking a lot from Doug McDermott.
He was good last year.
Yeah.
He can play. I think that one is good. I think Zach Collins sucks. I think Drew Eubanks sucks. Luka Samanich definitely sucks. Daquan Jeffrey sucks.
Just naming everyone. I think they suck.
I know. They have good players. The Spurs have good players. I think Pirtle's a little overrated. Yeah, I don't know. I think they're going to lose a ton of games. I think they're going to lose a ton of games.
Or somehow inexplicably win.
Unless one or two of the young guys is like, oh, wait, I'm actually a star. Surprise. Which we've seen.
Which I think could be Lonnie.
We've seen fits and spurts from DeJounte. We've seen a little bit from
DeJounte's unfortunately had injury issues.
I think a few of them have. And they sneakily owe a lot of money to these guys already. They've already paid a couple of them, I think.
Mm-hmm. Derek White, I feel like, is someone who's going to get traded this season.
He might. I think they're going to give him a shot, though, if he's the guy. I don't know anything about Keldon Johnson. I think they like him. Devin Vassell, I don't think he's really done anything, but I liked him as a prospect, but I don't know when he's going to play. Yeah, I think they're going to be pretty bad, though. I don't think they're ready to win.
I think they're somehow going to win some games.
I don't. I'm also low on Pop these days.
That's fair.
32.
25. Okay.
I think they suck. That's fair. 25.
Yeah. And then they're going to go get... what's his name? I already forgot. Top prospect.
Oh, Wemby.
Victor. Yeah,
Victor, Wemby. Wenembaya, I think it is.
Yeah.
I know they call him Wemby. Yeah, Victor. I think they're going to suck, though. I don't. I'm low. If I use the word suck enough?
You might not have to describe this team.
They can't win the West. New Orleans Pelicans, 31-41 last year. I assume this is the team that you think could be second in this. What is this division called? The Southwest division.
Southwest. I think they could be good. I think they could be really good. Not really good. Really good is strong. Zion is incredible. Zion is one of the best finishers already in the league, and he's just an absolute force when he plays. He needs to clean up some stuff defensively.
61 games last year was pretty good for him.
Yeah, 61's really good for Zion, considering his year one was just like, seven? Eight games or something like
24.
That. Basically, seven or eight games. They get Devontae Graham as their point guard, who they hoped would be Kyle Lowry. Which isn't terrible. It's terrible when you compare him to Kyle Lowry.
I don't know if he's good.
He's better than what Eric Bledsoe was.
Eric Bledsoe,
last year.
Who is better
for
than
them
John
last
Wall?
Year. Yes. I'm very low on John Wall.
He might be a better fit. Satoransky may.
I'm not saying better player, better fit.
Yeah. Okay. It's got a good assist turnover.
They get Valanciunas.
We do like Valanciunas.
So I think they're going to be better. They keep Josh Hart. They keep the other Billy Hernan Gomez. I don't know. I think this team just can take a step, because I'm really, really predicating a lot of these win projections on these guys. I think Zion can be a guy, a star, like MVP candidate type guy, which is why I think they're going to, they can win.
I wish they didn't piss him and Ingram off by letting Lonzo go. I would have rather them just kept Lonzo.
They should have.
Than done this Devontae Graham thing. Just pay Lonzo. Just get over it. I don't think they liked Lonzo. I don't know why, but I don't think they liked Lonzo.
Those guys did, though.
Those guys did. They were like, please keep Lonzo. And New Orleans was like, no.
And if B.I. is still good. He was an all-star last year. It's just.
Yeah, I can play. So their starting five is Devontae. Probably Nickeil Alexander Walker. B.I., Zion, and.
Jonas.
Pretty good. No
defense. That is good.
No defense.
But they can score.
Who's their best defensive player? Josh Hart? Maybe he has to start?
Yeah, no, you start Josh Hart at the two, not Alexander Walker.
Yikes.
Why yikes?
The defense.
I mean, it's not like that's better than what a lot of like who would you rather take? The Pelicans defense or like the Timberwolves defense?
Yeah, I guess them. But I mean, we also thought the Timberwolves. Well, you
or
said
the Mavs defense.
Yeah, fair point taken. But they are all teams that we're pretty low on.
Okay, I'm not saying they're going to be like gangbusters.
You think it'd be better if they traded Ingram for Simmons?
No.
Probably not.
Zion's not a shooter.
Yeah. A lot of guys on this team. I mean, like the Valanciunas was lauded as like adding more space into them, but he's not like a huge force.
No. He's not a guy. He can shoot. He doesn't shoot.
He's not going to do it.
It's like Marc Gasol type of.
He's not that bad yet. He's not that bad yet, but he may get there someday.
Like he can shoot, but he's like going to exhaust every other possible option on the basketball court before doing
it. Yeah.
But when he shoots it, it's got a pretty good chance going in.
They may be the best rebounding team in the league if they start Hart.
Oh, absolutely.
Zion and Valanciunas is wild for like that's they could bully the Bucks a little bit, which does not happen.
No, they're not.
Rebounding wise.
We saw them get out rebounded by the Bucks.
They didn't have Valanciunas though.
They had Adams.
I mean, Adams is like a good, like he'll box out so someone else gets a rebound. Valanciunas can actually gobble
boards
himself.
That's fair. Like you're right. We'll see.
Yeah, we'll see. I don't know. I do think they.
They cross 40.
That's not that. I guess, yeah. I guess I agree they'll probably be the second best. What did I give them as? 45?
Yes.
44. You kind of talked me into them. Usually I talk you down. You talk me up on the damn Pelicans, who I still don't really trust. I'm a little leery, but I'll say 43 or 44, whatever okay. I said.
Okay.
Do you think we take the division?
No. I'll say 41.
Okay. Oh, we always do this. I'm low on them. You're like, no, this is why you should be high on them. Me. Okay. I'm in at 43. You. Yeah, I'm actually at 41. Not that high. One last team to go, the Houston Rockets.
Definitely save the worst for last.
I think Oklahoma City is going to be worse.
Oh, yeah, I forgot about them.
In this division, certainly them. So they have John Wall, but he's not going to show up.
He's not that good.
I think Aaron Gordon is going to play, but he doesn't want to play there. Actually, they may be.
No, Christian Wood is really good. And he's going to play a lot. Jalen Green might be able to play right away. Kevin Porter Jr. can definitely play right away.
I don't know if he can at point guard. And they're making him play
That's
point.
True.
That's their thing. I don't like this experiment at all. I don't understand
I don't know what the point of this is.
Last year, he was a 6.3 assist to 3.5 turnover guy, which is not good. Less than two. Not good for a point guard. The year before, he was 2.2 to 1.9 in Cleveland. So I guess they're thinking he can, you know, improve on that more, which he's a young player, sure. But I don't see him as that. I see him as a gunner. And I don't think those guys are suited to play point. Like, if he's a point guard, he's going to be a Jordan Clarkson-ass point guard. I don't think that's really who you want running the show when you're trying to develop other young guys. I don't like that move for them.
I don't know what the point of it is, but I guess it's better than just having him and Jalen Green just say go nuts.
I think that's what's going to happen
at
the end of the day, no matter what they're calling it. But
yeah, let's see if Şengün can play right away. He was what, Turkish League MVP?
I think he was, yeah. And they also have Garuba, who is the defensive specialist.
Oh, yeah.
Four first round picks, I believe.
So this team's going to be better than
they're going to.
I think it's because like at least they have a guy manning the middle who's competent.
Yeah, they have Seawood. I think they're gonna have Eric Gordon. I think they still have DJ Augustine. I think they do.
Oh God, do they?
They might buy him out at some point. But that's
poor DJ Augustine.
Nice backup point guard. Daniel House, I kind of like. Nwaba's there. He's fun. Jayshon Tate showed some things. They have some players.
Daniel Tice is there for some reason.
That's a nice depth piece. Like, I think they have more real players.
Ever since they started calling those illegal screens, he does. Yeah, he's
been pretty bad. I'll give you that. I think they have more real players than the Thunder. Avery Bradley, I think, is here.
No, he's a free agent.
Damn you, Basketball Reference. Yeah, I don't know. Pretty bad, though. Pretty bad. A lot of young guys. The KPJ experiment is going to cost them wins. Is their offense just going to be like mixtapes?
It might be.
Like KPJ, Jalen Green, Christian Wood. Like, there's just going to be a bunch
of guys. It's
going
to be like what people think the Nets. The Nets.
Yes.
Like, you know that meme where it's like someone simulated the Nets in 2K? It's just like Kyrie dribbles the ball and Harden the Durant, and then someone shoots. That's going to be the actual Houston Rockets offense.
Yeah. I don't know. Like, when they win, it's going to be fun as hell. They're going to score like 140. I think they're going to lose a lot of games again, which they probably want, right? Like, add more young talent, see what Jalen Green is. They were 17-55. Did I say 20 for OKC?
Yeah.
I don't think I was low enough on OKC. I'll say 22-60 here because I want them to be a little better. But I guess that's not that out of the world.
I think I'm going to go around 23, 24.
Oh, whoa, whoa. 23.
They have good players. Just like, it just doesn't make any sense. And that's fine. That's their intention. Like, they just want to see what they have.
Yeah.
And that's fine. It's good
for
them
as a team.
They're
rebuilding the right way. Oh, actually, you know what? They want to be bad this year. This is one of the few years where they control their pick.
Oh, that's
true. A big deal. They owe a lot of picks still. This one they own. So this is a big one for them to be bad. They would like to, I think, start to be good by next year, which I think they're on pace to do. We'll see what the young guys look like. But they certainly have plenty to see. So that's the Western Conference. Obviously, neither of these last two teams can win the West. So just a quick overview from a Bucks perspective, you could see Utah, Denver, Phoenix, the Lakers, the Warriors. It's probably about it.
Yeah.
I will say there's a chance. I think it's possible Portland, Clippers, Mavericks, but I think we said
potentially,
no, but I think
Clippers.
It's.
And that's purely because Kawhi could come back.
Yeah. I mean, maybe everything goes right for a team like the Blazers or Mavericks. And like, if you win enough, you can kind of ignore having a terrible coach or not a real owner in one case.
The problem is they have one player who you can count on, each of those teams. Yeah. Exactly one player. You need at least two.
That's a fair point.
That is my basketball analysis.
If
you need at least two players you can count on.
That's not a bad team building rule. If you had to pick right now, who's going to win the West? Who do you think is going to win the West?
Phoenix.
Just rolling with Phoenix. I like it.
They got better. They got deeper. And they won the West last year, and every other team regressed.
I kept saying the Warriors, and I was trying to talk myself into it. Clay's health and just all the young guys. I don't like it. I think they have too many young guys. If they make a trade, maybe then I'll say the Warriors. But I think I like Phoenix too.
I think we gained a lot of respect for Phoenix in the finals.
Yeah, I think we did. I like Phoenix. I like Denver.
Yeah,
I think Denver could sneak up on us. If they
Denver
can get a guard,
is my number
they need
two pick.
Guard, but Malcolm Brogdon.
Yeah, or Jamal Murray.
If you were the Pacers and Denver called today and said Brogdon for Murray right now, would you do it if you're the Pacers? I don't think the Nuggets would actually do it, but would you do it? I probably would.
We're talking about a guy who's put up multiple 50-point performances in the playoffs.
In the bubble.
Okay, cool. That's his one real playoff experience.
Well, I'm just saying. We talked about it with AD. We talked about it with Jimmy. It is worth mentioning. Mitchell carried it outside. I think Murray could too. But we also talking about a guy who we don't know when he's going to play again. I don't know.
I mean, even in 18-19, he was averaging over 20 a game in the playoffs.
Yeah, he's good. I have some doubts about Jamal. I like Jamal.
His shooting isn't going to be what it was in the bubble, obviously. He shot 45% from three in the bubble playoffs.
Yeah.
But if he can maintain like some sort of efficiency like he did the previous postseason, that's still really good. So I would take Jamal Murray, yes.
I probably would. It's just tough to trade for guys out for like the year. That's the thing. But I don't think that would happen. I don't know what the trade would actually be. There probably isn't going to be a trade. But yeah, I would say Phoenix or Denver or one of Lakers.
Or the Lakers. The Lakers.
Yeah, they just find a way. They're going to, they're so annoying like that. They're always going to be good, I feel like. Honestly, though, although I do, I will say, I thought that. And then when they actually were just asked for a few years, it was like, okay, they're not. It's actually, it is possible for them to suck. It can happen. It doesn't usually, but it can.
So we got a lot of heat from Heat fan. Heat from Heat fans. Oh yeah, the last pod. It's gonna be Lakers fans this time.
I don't know if we have enough Lakers listeners.
That's true. If you're if you are a Lakers listener, hit up Ty and as mentioned. just it's his fault. I don't know why Heat fans wanted to pin the last one on me a little bit. I didn't do anything.
You got out of it pretty fast. I kept tweeting. I should have muted thread a lot earlier than it did. But but I think that's it for this pod before we get into
it really is.
Beef report.
This is a classic win and six influenced pod.
I think we had some technical issues. We were live on YouTube. We're not live on YouTube anymore. Hoping to be back live on YouTube for the full next pod, but thankfully the pod feed version is all good for everyone. So I don't actually know how long this pod has been because we took a quick break to try and fix the live stream. So
I feel like it's been around like an hour and a half.
Yeah, I think so. That's pretty, yeah, okay. That's, I'll give it to you. That is win and six influence. Although we did cover 15 teams. Although that's a couple true. Of them, we kind of just sat around and said, yeah, I don't know. I don't like them.
Which is fair because they're not going to be that good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We just don't like them.
But this has been our soiree into the Western Conference. Hopefully you guys. Ooh.
Soiree. I just liked it.
Oh, thank
That's
you.
That's it. There's nothing. No news.
Oh, I thought we got the Jamal Murray, Malcolm Brogdon trade.
Well, could you imagine?
That would be the greatest timing ever. People would obviously think we faked it. But this has been our soiree into the Western Conference. Hope you guys enjoyed this episode. Like we mentioned up top, we got our things to plug. Make sure you check out the YouTube channel. We, as Ty mentioned, we were live on there. We're going to try our best to be live on there Sunday evenings for the most part for our recordings. Make sure you subscribe to that YouTube channel. Turn on the notifications so you know right when we go live. We'll be tweeting about it as well. Also, we'll be tweeting about our Substack, gspn.substack.com. Make sure you subscribe to that as well as subscribing on your podcast platform of choice. Make sure you leave a 5-star review so we can read it out on the damn pod.
Like the damn pod.
Yeah. Like, let's do it. Come on, guys.
Yeah, let's see it. Let's see them.
Yeah, put up or shut up. Oh, wait, that's a very aggressive. just please.
Rohan will bully you until you leave a 5-star rating and review on Apple.
I will absolutely. I am too anti-confrontational to ever do that. But just, yeah, please leave a 5-star review. It means a lot to us. Make sure you check out all of the content across the Blue Wire Network. Go Bucks, and we'll talk to you next time.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile. And the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time. There's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.